Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Confirmation vote, deadly bombing. I'm Elliot Francis. The nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court will now head to the Senate for a full vote, but some Democrats are in the way. Or from correspondent Diane Gallagher.
He's cleared the committee, but to get the job, President Donald Trump's Supreme Court pick needs 60 votes in a full Senate floor vote. Now, enough Democrats have signaled they plan to filibuster the nominee, but it may not matter because Republicans will likely use the so-called nuclear option. It would change the rules of the Senate, and it allows Gorsuch to move forward with just 51 yes votes, a simple majority. In Washington, I'm Diane Gallagher.
A Russian citizen of Central Asian origin is suspected in Monday's deadly blast in Russia, correspondent Paula Newton.
As well as the one bomb that went off in the subway, there was another bomb that was located, never detonated, but authorities say it was also a very powerful explosive and would have killed or injured many people had it gone off.
14 were killed, 45 others injured. I'm Elliot Francis. The University of North Carolina Tar Heels bounced back Monday night after last year's heartbreaking championship loss at the buzzer to win the NCAA men's basketball title this year, beating Gonzaga 71-65. Jim Roop has more from Phoenix.
The word is redemption. It was not pretty. It was downright ugly. But the North Carolina Tar Heels are the champions of college basketball. The fouls, the missed shots, the turnovers, none of that matters now because the Tar Heels redeemed themselves from that devastating, heartbreaking loss to Villanova last year.
In Chicago, police say they've arrested a second teen for the sexual assault on a 15-year-old girl that was streamed live over Facebook. 15-year-old boy surrendered Monday and will face charges as a juvenile along with a 14-year-old boy arrested over the weekend. Police are still trying to identify other juveniles and at least one adult who participated in the attack. I'm Elliot Francis.
WML News at 5:02. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser set to submit her budget proposal to the council today. And even with soaring revenues for the city, there are still some concerns, say D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson.
The idea of more money, particularly when we don't need it, and doing it on the backs of low and middle income residents is misguided.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has withdrawn his nomination of Dennis Schrader to be Maryland's health secretary without a state Senate vote and just 1 week before the legislative session ends. Governor Hogan had criticized the Maryland Senate for not quickly approving Schrader. Schrader will actually remain on the job and will be nominated to the job again next year. Can't get the internet in western Loudoun County?
We've got a problem in western Loudoun where probably 20, 30,000 people are underserved for broadband or wireless connectivity because of density issues.
Catoctin District Supervisor Gary Higgins of Loudoun County says they're trying to make it more enticing for internet providers to come to western Loudoun County. Virginia's Attorney General today working with his counterparts from several states to talk about technology and emerging threats. Attorney General from Texas to Massachusetts and the District of Columbia are meeting with Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring for the discussion. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,650, the NASDAQ at 58.95. In sports, great start for the Nats, winning the home opener 4-2. O's top the Blue Jays opening day 3-2. North Carolina Tar Heels are the men's college basketball champions, beating Gonzaga 71-65 last night. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then do yourself a favor and call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have been successfully selling homes in the D.C. metro area for years. They've been the top-ranked real estate agents for the past 4 years in the D.C. area, according to the Wall Street Journal. Listen to what Sarah and Debbie did for Christopher and Carmen. They sold their home in just 2 weeks after their home was listed with three previous realtors and nothing happened. The Reynolds sold their home in no time. What makes Sarah and Debbie better than all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool and exclusive consumer marketing systems. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, and they sell three times faster and for nearly 6% more money on average. And they'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're looking good. Good start here on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. No problems through Bethesda, Silver Spring, crossing the American Legion Bridge and out of Maryland, Virginia. Looks good. From the Rock Creek Parkway, we'll go inbound the ramp to Pennsylvania Avenue. The ramp closed. Right now, we'll take you onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway where I'm checking you out. Looks good. Each direction, nice and quiet. No problems in the 3rd Street Tunnel early on here. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky sticks around early, but becoming partly cloudy. A mild morning and a real mild afternoon on a gusty southwest breeze. Still chance for showers, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 59 degrees and cloudy in Gainesville. We've got clouds in Olney where it's 59 and 62 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Boy, do we have a packed show for you. Coming up at 7:05, we'll be joined by Eli Lake from Bloomberg View. We'll talk about the unmasking controversy with him. At 7:35, Senate reporter for The Hill, Alex Bolton, will talk to us about the Gorsuch battle. 8:05, media reporter for The Hill, Joe Concha, about the media coverage or the lack thereof the unmasking. And at 8:35, it is the great one, Mark Levin. Joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you. Let's talk about your United States Senate and what it's going to do about Neil Gorsuch, the president's choice to be the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. All right, so where are we? Well, yesterday they had the Judiciary Committee vote. It went along party line just as expected, and so it now moves to the full floor of the Senate. And the question was out there was whether or not Democrats were going to filibuster the nomination. Well, they are. They have decided that they want to stand and draw this thing out. And that means that Republicans who have vowed that he will indeed be confirmed must now consider and are likely to impose the nuclear option on the Senate. What is the nuclear option? Well, right now you need 60 votes to end a filibuster. 60 votes required in the Senate to end a filibuster, but there are only 52 Republicans, so Republicans alone cannot end the filibuster. They have to have some Democrats, and they have to have exactly 8 of them, actually. They're not going to get that. So what they were going to do is what they did with federal judges. Thanks to Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, past Democratic leader of the Senate, he changed the rules so that when federal judgeships are considered, all you need is a basic, simple majority. You need 51 votes. So 50 votes plus, if you have the vice president, he can come in and be the 51st vote if there's a tie. So that's all you need for federal judges. However, that has always remained that when Supreme Court judges are being considered, you still have the filibuster. They're simply going to take that away. So the Supreme Court justices will be considered by the Senate under the same rules, apparently, that that the federal judgeships are now considered. 51 votes is all you need to get somebody confirmed. Now, here's the question. Is this a good idea? In the grand scheme of things, is it a good idea to go nuclear? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I'm sort of on both sides of this one, but let me explain why. I think in this particular case, you've got to. This is an incredibly qualified man. He the ABA says this man is uniquely qualified to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. And this nomination is being filibustered by Democrats for purely political reasons, not because he is not qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. And I think that politics have gone awry here. And I think that in the past, Republicans, even when they didn't particularly like the nominee, really generally believe that the president should have his nominee if he is qualified. So that has changed. And I think you have to change this rule. Harry Reid set the standard. Harry Reid was the man who started us down this slippery slope. And so I think, yes, you have to go with the nuclear option. And I think that you need to get Neil Gorsuch confirmed. However, I think it is a slippery slope, and I think the next step would be, do we do away with the filibuster when it comes to legislative matters, which is still in place right now? But it seems like we're headed that direction, and I think that it's a very dangerous and slippery slope, and even though the filibuster has only been around since, the 1837 was the first filibuster, and cloture came around in 1917, so it's not that these were in the original founding documents of the United States Congress and the United States Senate. I think it is they have served a good purpose, which is to protect the minority. Otherwise, the House and Senate are exactly the same. Just the Senate becomes a smaller version of the House. And I think there is some legitimate reason to protect the rights of the minority. Remember, sometimes it's the Republicans that are in the minority, and you need that protection. So is this a good idea? I think we have to. I decry and am greatly concerned about the slippery slope we're on, and I worry about whether or not the next step is doing away with the legislative filibuster rule. What do you think? Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I just have one thing to say. What would Democrats do? Because Republicans need to start thinking more like Democrats because they win. So in my brain, it's pretty simple. Republicans take the high road all the time. So what would Democrats do? And I think Democrats absolutely would invoke the nuclear option in order to get what they want. So in my brain, there's your answer.
All right. Do you understand?
I do.
That when Republicans are in the minority, we will be pounded just as we are about to pound the Democrats. Well, okay. That's fine then. But I always have to take issue with your thing. Democrats, you say, always win. That's not true, because right now the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House.
You're 100%
right. So Republicans are winning right now. Why is it that you are of this idea that we always lose?
Because Republicans have the ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory with alarming regularity. And I just offer up health care as the latest example of that one.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Andrew in Manassas, I have some concerns about this. I guess it has to be done. I understand the reasons for it. Neil Gorsuch is qualified. But I really worry about doing away with the filibuster rule and making the Senate basically a small version of the House. What's your concern?
Good morning, Mary and Brian.
Good morning.
Do you remember back when the Republicans filibustered Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor?
No, they didn't.
That's my point exactly. Mm-hmm. The Democrats have shot themselves in the foot over Gorsuch, because when all is said and done, Trump probably is going to have four picks: Ginsburg, Breyer, Kennedy, and Thomas can safely retire.
Yeah, let me just add to that. Kennedy is 80, Ginsburg is 84, Stephen Breyer is 78 right now.
So, if they're going to make this fight over Gorsuch, it's really not going to sway the court that much. When the three of the liberal judges are gone, the Democrats are going to go bananas.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, listen, I wondered why they didn't save this option, the Democrats, for the next one. And I sort of came to the conclusion, looking at it from their standpoint, hey, it was going to happen anyway. It was going to happen now, or it's going to happen later. Might as well go ahead and have it happen now, set the groundwork, know what you're up against, and show your base that you're doing everything you possibly can, even if you can't stop the nomination.
It's like a practice round. That's exactly what they're doing.
Thank you much for the call. Keith in Gaithersburg, you're up next. What do you say, Keith? Good morning.
Well, I have a little bit different perspective, but they have to do this. One, just to stand the ground, let the Democrats know we're not playing games here. This is real stuff. But the real reason, well, for me is we have to get a conservative judge. If we get a liberal court, this country is finished.
Yep.
It really is. It's done. So that's all I got to say about it.
I can't disagree. And I got to tell you, for the foreseeable future, this seems to be really good for Republicans. I mean, we're going to have a 5-4 court. It's entirely possible we could have a 6-3 court before long. It's entirely possible that conservatives will dominate the court for maybe the next 30 years. But it's also possible that Republicans will be in the minority at some point. They have been in the past.
And that
would give the Democrats the chance to also run the table for 30, 40 years.
And they will.
Yeah, you're entirely right. So I guess that ship has sailed. I just think it's very sad that we are losing something that's very distinct and different about the United States Senate. It seems that ultimately that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it time to go nuclear? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL, now 515 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And off to a pretty mellow start. No problems as you come in from the west, 66. I'm still looking at everything looks pretty much up at speed. So in great shape, not only just the Beltway, but inside the Beltway through Falls Church. 95 out of Stafford to the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge looks good. 395. 270, a little bit of volume here. Right as you come off of 70 and 15 out of Frederick, down toward the Monocacy, again at Route 80, Urbana. But nothing reported along the way. Rock Creek Parkway commuters inbound the ramp to Pennsylvania Avenue. That's closed due to security reasons through the rest of the day. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a chance of thunderstorms this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy later today, but a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, 54. Wednesday, mostly sunny, and a temperature of 71. So a nice couple of days there. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms move in. They will continue through Thursday. The high on Thursday in the upper 60s. On Friday, afternoon showers, low 50s. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures will be in the 60s with lots of sun. Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 516 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about the fact that the Senate is about to go nuclear. They're going to invoke the nuclear option, it now seems certain, to push through the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to be the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. And my question is, do you think this is a good idea? Because, you know, really, the filibuster was in place to protect the rights of the minority. And clearly, Republicans are in the majority right now, but that won't always be the case. Are you headed to a place and a time where the Senate becomes basically a small version of the House?
Yeah.
I mean, they always talk about the Senate being the upper body and the House being the lower body. Well, you're basically going to have two lower bodies if you change this rule and completely and do away with the legislative filibuster. I have concerns. By the way, just a little history note. We now have the filibuster rule in place because of it was made at the request of Vice President Aaron Burr in 1806.
Mm.
How about that? And the first filibuster, as I said, happened in 1837. The cloture rule came along, which required a supermajority to break a filibuster in 1917. So it hasn't always been on the books, but it has been on the books at least for most of this century and last century. All of this century and most of last. Currency, what do you think about this, Mark, in Rockville? You're on with Brian and Mary. Is it time to go nuclear on this one?
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering if you could give me an example of how getting away with the filibuster rule has deterred the Democrats from doing that. And I'd like to bring up two names as an example, would be Kagan and Sotomayor.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, Republicans have traditionally held of the opinion that if somebody is qualified,
right,
that we're probably going to go along with the president's nominee, even if he's from the other party. And Democrats have not held to that standard at all. And there really is a difference in the way that Democrats and Republicans approach Supreme Court nominations. That's not to say that you don't do a good investigation. If you find something, you raise the flag. But generally, Republicans Republicans believe that if unless you find something really egregious in somebody's background, if they're qualified to sit on the court, it's the president's right to nominate them, and they generally will go along with that. So, there is a difference. There's no doubt about it. There is a stark difference between the way Democrats and Republicans approach these nominations. David in Madison, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, David?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Brian, the one thing and concern that you have is irrelevant. The Democrats would kill the filibuster the next time they have the majority if they don't have the 60 votes, and the Republicans actually decided to play the Democrat playbook.
Yeah.
The Republicans don't. The Republican voted 99 votes. It was 99-1 abstaining for Ginsburg.
Yes. Right? I know, and I agree with that. I agree with that. My concern
is no reason.
Well, what about the legislative filibuster, though? Because that's what's next. You know it is.
They need to return the filibuster to what it was. It needs to be actually talking. Right now, the filibuster is someone stands up and says, "I'm filibustering."
Yep.
He sits down, and unless you have 60 votes, it's dead. That's not how the filibuster was ever supposed to work.
Right.
It was supposed to be a time for them to go around and look for people that were on their side to put in amendments. It was to increase the time before the vote came to the whole floor. If you look throughout history, the longest filibuster up until they killed the actual talking rule was 24 or 25 hours.
Right.
That's what it should be. Put the filibuster back to that. Wait an extra day. Confirm Gorsuch win. I guess that they probably picked a senator from New Jersey because he's young. So we'll give him 26 hours. So
well, I do believe
hours.
If you're going to threaten filibuster, you ought to be willing to stand there and actually carry out the filibuster. That's for sure. How about Roger in Bethesda? Hey, Roger, what do you think there?
Well, I've seen Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Right.
I still can't see what use his useful purpose exists for the filibuster.
Well, let me see if
Republic.
I can answer that for you, from my perspective at least. I think that the purpose of the Senate is to be different than the House of Representatives. It was never thought by the Founding Fathers that they should be the same kind of body. The Senate is supposed to be the great deliberative body. It's supposed to be the saucer in which we pour our coffee and blow upon it to cool legislation that comes from the House of Representatives. Oh, you've never heard that story? Yeah. It's a great conversation that apparently took place between Jefferson and Washington. It's the saucer in which we pour our coffee to cool it. So the passions of the House are hot. Because things happen very quickly. They're elected every 2 years. They're a very political body, and they do things quickly, and they're raucous. And the Senate was supposed to be the place where you came and you had a longer, thoughtful conversation about things. This was indeed the thought of the Founding Fathers when they set up these as different bodies. The filibuster has helped the Senate become that over time, in my opinion. Again, we got to do it. You have to do it on this Gorsuch thing, but I really do think there is a purpose for the filibuster that has served us well in this country. 522 on WMAR. More of your call straight ahead.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we have problems with the signal lights at the intersection of 644 Franconia Road and South Van Dorn Street. Crews say the intersection is completely dark and it could be up to 2 hours until they can get those traffic lights restored. So that could definitely be an issue for everyone heading through that stretch. 95, no problems early here. Just a little bit of volume starting to form in the normal stretches in Stafford. And again, approaching the Occoquan. 270, same story here out of Frederick. Seeing some of those delays as you push down toward the Monocacy, Urbana, and very slow as you approach and pass 109. So I'll keep a close watch on that for you. Route 5, Leonardtown Road, south of Route 4. That's still closed. We had an overnight crash. That's been with us since about 2:30 this morning. Police at the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and the chance of showers will be with us early, then partly cloudy this afternoon, 78. Tonight, clear, cooler, 54. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a breezy but pretty nice day with a high of 78. Get ready for that. 525 on WMAL. We're talking about the Senate is about to go nuclear with regard to Supreme Court nominees. Change the rules. It's a very simple matter. Shouldn't take more than about 20 minutes for the Senate to change these rules and make it a simple majority for a Supreme Court nominee. Is this a good idea, a bad idea? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Andrew Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I think this is another great example as to why we should have term limits for Congress. All these people that are in office right now, they've been in there for, 20, 30, some even over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they are so partisan and so vengeful when it comes to operating their party politics that they don't really care about what's actually good for the country. They just care what's good for them and their party. That's it.
Yeah, and what's immediately good for us at this moment?
Well, I think what's immediately good is to sit down, work together, and approve Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. I think he's one of the best choices that's come up since Scalia.
You're absolutely right. There's no doubt he's incredibly qualified, which is why, given the environment we're in right now, we got to go nuclear.
There you go.
But
Tim tweeted us and said, we need to get Gorsuch in. Just hope he turns out to be as he appears and not like Roberts, who was the Republicans' great hope.
That's right. 527 on WMAL.
Did you know from 2014 to 2015, the average annual timeshare maintenance fee increased by more than 8%? Did you see 8% nicer amenities at your timeshare? Was the food 8% better? Then why are you paying 8% more? If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
From one parent to another, did you know that kids who have two obese parents are 80% more likely to risk childhood obesity? 50% more likely if it's one parent that's obese. So if mom is healthy and you aren't, EMP will turn that statistic around. Doesn't matter what your age, doesn't matter how much you need to lose, it's never too late. Larry here for EMP 180 weight loss. You know, I am down 30 pounds now. Let me tell you about my wife, Meredith. Now, this past week, she was down another 4 pounds, and wow, does she look good. Meredith is targeted to be at her empowered weight soon. Actually, we both are. It's so much fun doing this as a team. Summer's right around the corner. Imagine how it feels to be comfortable again in your skin. There's still time to shed the pounds and love the way you look in your summer clothes. A whole new you. Now's the time to make it happen. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
There are some new developments in the Susan Rice unmasking story. A plethora of reporting has taken place in the last 24 hours. We'll give you all the latest coming up after the news. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. A suspect identified in the deadly St. Petersburg subway bombing.
The man behind this deadly bombing is Akbarjon Jalilov, born in 1995, born in Kyrgyzstan, a Russian citizen.
International correspondent Oren Lieberman, as many as 14 people were killed, more than 50 wounded. Back in court, the woman charged with crashing into a Capitol police cruiser last week, Mia Cahill, now facing 8 charges from the March 29th incident near the U.S. Capitol. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, as expected, approved along party lines by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Up next, a partisan duel this week in the full Senate. Virginia teenagers are drinking less soda. But the Virginia Foundation for Healthy Youth says the use of e-cigarettes among young people is sharply climbing, with twice as many high school students in Virginia using them over traditional cigarettes. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,650, NASDAQ at 58.95. In sports, Nationals' Adam Lind starts off with a home run along with Bryce Harper. Nats win the opener 4-2 over the Marlins. North Carolina tops Gonzaga for the men's college basketball finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Rebax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Anthony Rendon
gets a good piece of this one. It's still going.
Helped the Nats take 3 from Miami last April. Catch everything. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tomorrow. The Washington Nationals.
See you later.
No brotherly love for Philadelphia last season. Connect. Nationals, Philly. The series starts Friday at 2:30.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
It's 5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, coming through Alexandria on the Beltway, crews dealing with a stalled car, so be careful. We don't want that to be a crash. This is on the inner loop after cross the Wilson Bridge heading towards Springfield at Telegraph Road, and they're trying to get that over to the shoulder. You're coming up on all that activity at speed. Also, problems in that area, 644 Franconia Road with the signal lights dark. Franconia Road at South Van Doren Street, they say, could take up to 1 to 2 hours to get those lights restored. So should be under police direction, and getting to that intersection already a little bit tricky. So treat as a four-way stop. 95 out of Stafford, volume, Dale City, a little bit sluggish too. 66, not a worry there. That looks good. 270, normal delays here as you come out of Frederick down toward Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still, Fred, maybe a couple of showers, especially this morning. Otherwise, the clouds get into some partly cloudy sky today. Breezy to windy at times, mild 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 59 and cloudy in Warrenton, 60 degrees in Rockville, and 60 degrees at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, Eli, let's start that again. Can I just start over?
This is like day two of this.
I know. My mouth is mangled this morning. Good morning, everybody. 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's time to talk to Eli Lake at 7:05. He's going to give us the very latest on the unmasking story, which is developing. 7:35, we'll talk to Alex Bolton with The Hill. At 8:05, media reporter extraordinaire Joe Concha will join us. And then at 8:35, special programming note, our good friend Mark Levin, the great one, will be with us. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm going to go drink some more coffee here. Alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Maybe you should go for decaf.
Yeah, no,
Maybe that's part of the problem.
I need more calf.
That little shot of whatever it is you drink every morning.
What was that that coffee we talked about yesterday? That Black Death?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I need. I need a cup of that stuff.
Yeah, well.
Black Insomnia. That was it.
Yes. Yeah, they should stock that here.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little update on the Susan Rice thing. So much has happened since yesterday when we spoke with Joe Concha. And I would like it noted that the only person... There is no one happier right now than Evelyn Farkas.
Yeah.
Okay, because Evelyn Farkas is off the hot seat.
You mean Joe DiGenova yesterday.
Yeah, right, Joe DiGenova yesterday. I said Joe Concha. Sorry, Joe DiGenova yesterday. But no one happier than Evelyn Farkas right now because she is no longer on the front page.
Yeah.
So
for the moment.
For the moment. But she is so happy right now that everyone's focused on Susan Rice. All right. So here's what we know. Since yesterday, we now know from Joe that the surveillance was being done up to a year before the inauguration. Mm-hmm. We now know that it was disseminated through the NSA,
And we now know that the amount of information and the amount of unmasking that was done is absolutely unprecedented, which is huge. Here's something else that I thought was interesting. According to Joe, he spoke with the Daily Caller News Foundation after he spoke with us, and apparently this must have come out yesterday. What was produced by the intelligence community at the request of Susan Rice were detailed spreadsheets of intercepted phone calls with unmasked Trump associates in perfectly legal conversations with individuals.
Right.
And this is where the illegality comes in, because you cannot unmask those names if it is not in connection with any kind of crime. They didn't do anything wrong.
Or unless there's a national security reason for it, and there wasn't.
Right, but there was nothing. There was no reason for these people to be unmasked.
Right.
He says the overheard conversations involved no illegal activity by anybody of the Trump associates or anyone they were speaking with. That's big. Asterisk. Spotlight flashed on that.
Yeah, but there certainly was a lot of political information that they found very interesting.
Absolutely. Now, there's so much here. All right. Now, Fox News is reporting that the unmasked names of Trump aides were given to officials at the National Security Council.
Right.
The Department of Defense.
Right.
James Clapper.
He was the director of national intelligence and, by the way, a political appointee.
Yes. And John Brennan, who was Obama's CIA director.
And also a political appointee.
Yes, of course.
And no doubt, Ben Rhodes, the deputy to Susan Rice.
Yes. Yes, Ben Rhodes as well. So now this ties in with Ms. Farkas, because remember, this is on the heels of her saying on MSNBC on March 2nd, which was 2 days before President Trump tweeted out that he had been surveilled by the Obama administration, that she was urging my former colleagues to get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration. And then she said, oh, no, I had nothing to do with it. There is just so much here. Now, we know Rand Paul now is saying that it is time for Susan Rice to sit in front of a committee, bring her in front of Congress, and get some information out of Ms. Rice. However, Susan Rice, though, when asked about this on PBS, I don't know how much we're going to get out of her, because she's already been asked about this, and this is what she had to say.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today. I mean, let's back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI, who also pointed out that no president, no White House, can order the surveillance of another American citizen. That can only come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA court. So today, I really don't know to what Chairman Nunes was referring.
It's such BS. It's such BS. Can I just jump in here for a second? Let's remember. She said, let's back up and remember. Let's back up and remember about Susan Rice. This is a person who went on national TV and spoke on 5 different Sunday shows and lied to the American people about what happened in Benghazi and what was the cause of Benghazi. It wasn't about a video. She knew that. They knew it in real time. She lied. This is the same Susan Rice who said that a man who's a deserter in every sense of the word, Bergdahl, served with honor and distinction. And now here she is out there apparently unmasking these people for political reasons, not national security reasons, which is her whole reason for existing. She was the national security advisor, but she was gathering political information and sharing it widely with other political appointees within, and one assumes, the President of the United States. I mean, after we saw what happened with the IRS being wielded as a political weapon, why is it so difficult to imagine that they use the intelligence agencies and the intelligence capabilities we have for the same purpose? It's not hard at all. It's not a stretch.
And Rand Paul wants to bring her in front of Congress to find out who told her to do this. Now, we all know that Susan Rice is already practicing saying, I take the Fifth. On advice of counsel, I take the Fifth. I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Yes, absolutely.
She's at home right now in front of a mirror.
Practicing those words. On the advice of counsel, I must invoke my First Amendment, Fifth Amendment
rights. Fifth Amendment rights. And I'm sure she's just playing back tapes of Lois Lerner. So she has a good... because, listen, Lois Lerner walked away. Doesn't she still get her pension?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So what's going to happen here is they're going to haul her in front of Congress. She will have amnesia suddenly. She will be one of the most forgetful, ignorant people on the face of the planet. And nothing's going to happen, and she's going to walk away with her pension. But Rand Paul does say here what he wants to do is he wants to change the process so that he believes there should only be two individuals at the top of the agency to allow for identities to be unmasked, and that's it. And that may be one good thing that comes out of this. Mm. And I like Rand Paul holding, demanding accountability on this.
This is big stuff.
We'll get more answers coming up. We have the great one, Mark Levin, joining us at 8:35, and at 7:05, Eli Lake from Bloomberg will also be joining us.
We've got a lot more information
to digest here, so there's a lot more coming up.
It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's go to 10 Indian Head Highway. A little bit of an obstacle to get by the crash. Northbound 210 before you get to Old Fort North, that crash along the left side. Once you get up onto the Beltway, if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, that's wide open each direction. Getting into Virginia, crossing the bridge and Interloop Telegraph Road, that broken down car safely on the shoulder now. Lights are dark at the intersection of 644 Franconia Road at South Van Dorn Street. Need to treat as a four-way stop. Crews are aware of this. They say it could take up to 1 to 2 hours to fix the lights at that intersection. No problems early on here. Maryland, top side of the Beltway, 270 volume with us forming through Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Might get a few showers thrown through the area as we head on through today, especially first half of the day. Mainly cloudy sky early and then becoming partly cloudy, especially by this afternoon. A southwest wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour, 78. Tonight, clear, 54. Some with afternoon clouds tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control.
HIV doesn't have a face. It can happen to anyone, anytime. It only takes one time.
It's not just about you. It's about your community.
What's important is that you get tested and you get tested regularly.
I did it to stay strong.
We're doing it.
Are you?
And I want to tell you a little bit of something. often hear about the intelligence of people in this country.
Yeah.
I have some good news.
Yeah?
I have some really good news for us. Despite what most of us think when we go out amongst the public.
Yeah.
Right? Because when I go out amongst the public, I sometimes really wonder where we're going, you know? Well, we are apparently smarter than we have ever been.
Really?
Yes. Did you know this? Because the highest number, the highest proportion of Americans than ever before has a bachelor degree or higher.
Huh.
And listen, if you have a college degree, then you're smart, right?
Well, that's what they tell you.
Right. Of course, because if you manage to make it through 4 years of college, then you are learned.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reading, writing, and arithmetic. The percentage rose to 33.4% in 2016.
Wait. That means that two-thirds of Americans don't have college degrees.
But it's the highest number ever.
Wow.
Yes. The Census Bureau has been collecting the information for 76 years. In 1940, just 4.6% of the population had a bachelor's degree.
And yet, we require them of people who are going to be child care providers in the District of Columbia.
Exactly.
Harking back to a story
we did
yesterday.
Well, associate's degree. Yeah. We require an associate's degree.
At least associate's
degree. Yes, associate's degree. So, the proportion is sharply higher than it was a decade ago. Only 10 years ago, 28% of U.S. adults 25 or older had at least a bachelor's degree. But it begs the question for me. We have this obsession with everyone must go to college. No child shall be denied. Everyone must go to college because colleges are these big bastions of learning. And the more I get to know people, and maybe the older I get, the wiser I get, I just think that that's such a fallacy. I really do. I know plenty of really brilliant, smart people who don't have college degrees, and I know plenty of people who have college degrees who can't put together IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
So I think we equate.
Is that an intelligence test?
It absolutely is. And you know what else it is? It's a if you. Seriously, if you're thinking about marrying someone, put together IKEA furniture with them beforehand.
Yeah.
If you survive, you can get married.
Yeah,
if you don't, do not get married.
I wholeheartedly endorse that idea.
My husband put together a piece of IKEA furniture once. I had to leave. He got so mad at me because I was laughing so hard. I was crying. And I had to leave our apartment because he was so mad at me. It was going to be a huge fight. But it was hilarious.
It's not all that easy.
He still, to this day, doesn't think it was funny. But I still do. And we're spending, look at the amount of money we are spending to educate people. And I will say to you, I think back in 1940, when only 4.6% of U.S. adults had a bachelor's degree, I think overall our population, for the most part, was more learned than we are now. Because I think back then they taught so much more in schools.
Yeah, maybe.
And they stuck to the basics. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. And my grandfather, I'll tell you, that man could divide in his head. My grandmother could. I mean, they were so much better at math than I ever was.
Mm-hmm.
They were so much better with grammar than we ever are. They knew everything about the Constitution and about American history. I just think they knew so much more of the basics. And I think that we pay these exorbitant amounts of money for these educations. You know, average earnings for those with a bachelor's degree, $65,000, which is great. My grandparents didn't make as much money because they didn't have college degrees. My grandfather dropped out of high school so that he could help support the family. He didn't even have a high school degree, but he made enough money to get by and to support the family, and they had a good life. And I honestly think that when it came to a lot of things, the basics, I think that he and my grandmother were far smarter than their grandchildren who went to college.
Well, I think that the my mom and dad did not have college degrees, but they were lifelong learners.
Yes.
They learned every day, and that's the goal, I think.
But I think they also, what we teach now is we teach a lot of unimportant incidental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't teach the basics. And I think what we're learning, I hope we're learning, is that you got to go back to the basics. There's a lot to be said for that.
Here's El Rushbo 551.
If you thought that Tom Perez, the new Democrat National Committee chairman, would lead his party as a responsible adult, bad news, you were wrong. I never thought he would anyway. Last Friday, Perez spoke to a crowd in Newark, New Jersey. He worked the crowd into a frenzy. He shouted, "Donald Trump, you don't stand for our values. You didn't win the election." And there was more. But let's stop right there. If Donald Trump didn't win the election, who did? I don't see Bernie Sanders signing executive orders in the Oval Office, and we certainly don't see Hillary Clinton leading the liberal pantsuit brigade from the White House. Now, Perez went on to call Trump a bully and told his audience that Trump doesn't give a about people. The drive-by media is reporting Perez gave a fiery speech. It wasn't fiery. It was vulgar. It was ignorant. It was low rent and hateful from a guy, remember, who was Obama's labor secretary. Now, for those of you who keep demanding a truce in our politics, I hope you're listening very carefully here. What came out of Tom Perez's mouth ought to be a lesson to you. There is no working with these people. There's no room for compromise. And there's no possibility of civil discourse. They are deranged. They are driven by hate and rage. They're consumed by it. Their defeat is the only thing we can do.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a concierge medical practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hey, it's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we look good, better on 210 Indian Head Highway as you come up to Old Fort North, where we had the crash prior to that interchange. It looks like everything moved to the shoulder. And slow, but it's getting better. No problems or delays at the Wilson Bridge. Good at the Legion Bridge. Here we come in through DC. DC 295 southbound with that early volume. We see this every morning now past Benning Road and East Capitol Street heading down toward the 11th Street Bridge, but nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky sticks around early, but becoming partly cloudy. A mild morning and a real mild afternoon on a gusty southwest breeze. Still chance of a shower, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. It is now 5:56.
At Carefree Office Technology, we take care of all businesses, just like we did for our new friends at WMAL. They needed a new printer, and we set them up the very next day. If your copier or printer is down, call Carefree Office Technology at 703-385-1700. And for new customers, get your first month's lease free. Call 703-385-1700 for details, or visit carefreeoffice.com. We'll get you up and running. Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned business.
Replacement windows your way, in every way, with thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout April, you choose. Buy two, get one half off. payments from $99 or no money down or due until October. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight?
CS for financing, payment, and buy two, get one half off details.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer, all you have to do is point,
and then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
People are just so happy when that junk is finally gone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, would you allow yourself to be microchipped? Well, get ready, because there's a coming.
Ooh. And what about this idea? Some are suggesting that registration to vote should be tied to the fact that you were born in America and you have a birth certificate. Is it time to register people at birth?
Republicans are behind this, right?
No, they're not. We'll talk about that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.